In 1859, an unassuming Australian landowner named Thomas Austin got the hunting bug. Eager for something to shoot, he released 24 wild rabbits onto his property and had a jolly time tracking them down. Unfortunately, some of the rabbits managed to escape and, as rabbits are known to do, began to breed like rabbits. By 1900, Austin was dead, but his unwanted legacy lived on in the form of a rabbit infestation that spread throughout the entire Australian continent. Desperate landowners scrambled to capture over 2 million rabbits per year, but this hardly made a dent in the rabbit population. Rabbits, it seemed, had taken up permanent residence down under. With its long ears, twitching nose, and adorable hopping ability, the individual rabbit is fairly cute. Multiply that bunny by millions, however, and they begin to seem entirely sinister. The Great Australian Rabbit Infestation was ecologically devastating. The buck-tooth creatures helped extinguish nearly 1/8 of Australia's native mammal species and led to the extinction of countless numbers of plants, leading to widespread soil erosion. The Australian government tried to corral the rabbits by building so-called rabbit-proof fences under vast stretches of land. Undaunted, the rabbits burrowed under. Finally, in the 1950s, the Australians resorted to chemical warfare, injecting several rabbits with myxoma, an experimental virus known to target and kill rabbits. The virus spread, and the rabbit population dropped from 600 million to 100 million. But that's still a lot of rabbits, and those with a natural resistance to the virus began breeding with a fury. And so the rabbit wars carry on still. This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research. Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear with help from Ian Hume at the University of Sydney, Australia. I'm Yael Cassander.